Shri Mad. His divine grace, Abhaya Chantanada Bhaktivananda, Gostami Srila Prabhupada Kijai. ISKCON Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Kijai. Anantakoti, Vaishnava Vrinda Kijai, Namacharya Shilohiras Thakur Kijai. Prem Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Kijai Shri Shri Radhakrishna Govigabhata Sayam Kunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Kijai Vrindavanam Kijai Maturidam Kijai Jagadatha Sami Kijai Yamudabai Kijai Shrimati Lassi Devi Kijai Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Kijai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Prabhu. All glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Kijai. So we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 16, text 57. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Atvaya Shrishtam Idam Vishwam Data Guna Visarjanam Nana Swabhava Viryajo Yoni Vijashaya Kriti Vaya Shrishtam Idam Vishwam Datar Guna Visarjanam Nana Swabhava Viryajo Yoni Vijashaya Kriti Vaya Shrishtam Idam Vishwam Atar guna visarjanam Nana svabhava viryajo Yoni bijashayakrita. Okay. Twaya Vayu Shrishtam created Idam this Vishwam universe Datahu O Supreme Provider Guna of the material modes. Visarjanam, the variegated creation. Nana, various. Swabhava, personal natures. Virya, varieties of sensory strength. Ujjaha, and physical strength. Yoni, wombs. Bija, seeds. Ashaya, mentalities. Akriti, and forms. So translation, O Supreme Creator, it is you who generate this universe composed of the variegated arrangement of the material modes. And in the process, you manifest various kinds of personalities and species, varieties of sensory and physical strength, and varieties of mothers and fathers with variegated mentalities and forms. Well, so you can repeat, O Supreme Creator, it is you who generate this universe, composed of the variegated arrangement of the material modes. And in the process, you manifest various kinds of personalities and species, varieties of sensory and physical strength, and varieties of mothers and fathers with variegated mentalities and forms. So purport by the servants of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Commenting on this verse, Srila Madhvacharya has quoted the Narada Purana as follows. From Hiranyagarbha Brahma comes the second creation of this universe, but the universe is primarily created by Vishnu himself. Vishnu is thus the primary creator, and the four-headed Brahma is merely the secondary creator. So, Tvayasritam idam vishvam datar guna visarjanam nanasvabhava viryaujo yoni bijashayakriti. So, Omagana timidandasha gananjana shalakaya chakshur unmiditam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. So, actually, several points. So, first of all, Prabhupada sometimes would say, that you have created this material world, referring to us. That's from a different angle of vision. It's just like, I mean, the example Prabhupada would often give is just like the prisoner is actually responsible for the creation of the prison house. The criminal is responsible for that. So in one sense, yes, by your actions, this material world has been created by the actions of the conditioned soul. This material world has been created. That is a fact. However, the direct creation in relationship to the living entity's desires, which is Krishna Bahi Mukha, to turn their face away from Krishna, is done by Krishna. Of course, Krishna is incarnation of the Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu glances. Also, I should mention that Krishna doesn't touch the material creation. He's able to create it without touching it, which is pretty cool. I mean, I've tried to create so many things in my life. Just like right now, I'm working on a light so that, you know, the pathway is lit near my house. And it's endeavor, and I'm sweating, and I'm getting rid of the mosquitoes. You know, last night I was trying to fix it up completely. Still some work to be done. And I just got, these damn mosquitoes, they're bothering me. Such an endeavor. I thought it was going to take a short time. It's taking longer. You know, it's like that when you're creating something in this world. You think it's going to take a very short time, and then it takes a long time. Things go wrong that you never expected to go wrong. And so Krishna, he does it all while he's dreaming. Where our dreaming is a mode of ignorance. We don't do a damn thing when we're dreaming. In fact, that's called determination in the mode of ignorance in the Bhagavad Gita. Right? That never goes beyond dreaming, procrastination. You know, sometimes we have to tell devotees, don't procrastinate. Do it now. And they say, well, I can do it tomorrow or the next day, like that. So anyway, so that's an influence of the mode of ignorance when we put something off for tomorrow. Of course, obviously, we have to be practical. It's not that we could just, like, go around in the mode of passion trying to do everything and creating all sorts of disasters in the meantime. You know, things have to be thought over very carefully. So, anyway, so Krishna, he creates just by sleeping. And then, I guess when he's sleeping a little bit, he opens his eyes a little bit. So, Ikshita. You know, so I was listening to Shyamashundra's memories of Prabhupada, and he was describing how Prabhupada never slept. Interesting memory. And then even when Prabhupada was very sick, Prabhupada fainted in his arms one day and had to be in his bed for 5 hours until his morning walk. He said that even when he looked at Prabhupada, Prabhupada would open his eyes. Even when he was in the train compartment, Prabhupada would, you know, he said he never saw Prabhupada sleep. It's amazing. Because there's no ignorance. So Prabhupada was always aware. He was resting the body, obviously, but he wasn't sleeping. So Krishna doesn't really sleep. Like, we envision, like, Mahavishnu sleeping. Well, he must be in ignorance. No, he's not in ignorance. He's actually Vishuddhasava. You know, he's having a pastime. And his dream is the material world. That's a really interesting dream. Lasts a long time. You know, Sahasra Yuga Paryantam, isn't it? 1,000 ages is the time of Brahma's one day, and 1,000 ages is the time, Divya Yugas, is the time of Brahma's one night. And that's just one day out of 365 days a year and 366 on Brahma's leap year. And then 100 years. And so anyway, so it's a long dream. So we're here in his dream. So he's glancing in Saikshita, which means he opens his eyes, actually, which is for a second, opens his eyes and glances at the material creation, doesn't come in touch, and that glance is Shambhu, which is Lord Shiva, who consorts with the material energy. And so, anyway, so this is how he creates. He's the original creator, and then he has subsequent creators. Of course, Lord Shiva is also considered a creator because he implants the living entities, being our father, in consorting with Maya, which living entities were previously in the body of the Mahavishnu. Anyway, so he implants them in us, in the material energy, in specific types of bodies. And then Lord Brahma, who actually, first, then there's Lord Brahma coming from the Garbhadakshay Vishnu, who is given the plans by the universe, of the universe, by the Lord in his heart. And then he creates all the different planets, and then there's the subsequent creators, etc. It's a little complicated. So all this is going on, and so we have to ask ourselves, why is Kaliya offering this particular type of prayer? You know, how is it relevant? We can understand how the prayer yesterday was relevant, you know, that I'm very fallen, I'm in the body of a snake, and it's very difficult to do this. And of course, this is, as we mentioned yesterday, it's to a certain extent, it's an excuse. Because at any moment, anyone can overcome the material energy by taking shelter of Krishna. Daivahyesha gunamaya. In one sense, it's true. Daivahyesha gunamaya mama maya durachya. But mama eva ye prapajante. If one takes shelter of Krishna at any moment, then they can overcome this material energy. So in one sense, what he's saying is actually a fact, because he's taken birth as a snake. The snake body is ignorant and, what is it, envious and constantly angry. That's yesterday's verse. But in another sense, it is his fault, because he's decided to come to the material world. He's decided not to surrender to the Lord. That choice is up to us at every moment, to surrender to the Lord or not surrender to the Lord. So anyway, so then Then we have to ask the question of why he's reciting this particular prayer, which is very similar, as mentioned by the Acharyas, to the prayers of his wives. So the reason he's reciting this prayer is he's coming to the conclusion of his ultimate helplessness to conquer his senses, and he's come to the conclusion the only way is to actually glorify the Lord and take shelter of him. And this is a prayer of, even though it doesn't appear to be, it's a prayer of submission, that please, you are so powerful, you can do anything. And in that light, I wanted to read some prayers of submission that are given to us by Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And these prayers are of course, everyone's aware of the first part of the Gopinath prayer, but there's a second and a third part of the Gopinath prayers, which I'm going to read the translation of. So one has to come to the point of understanding that one is helpless, and using that particular understanding, realization, to approach the Supreme Lord and to understand the Lord is capable of helping one. And of course, this is very similar to the concept of Ashabandha. Ashabandha, which means, Prabhupada translates that as hope against hope. Ashabandha is the understanding that, you know, I have no good qualities, I have no attraction to the process of hearing and chanting. This is from the Nectar Devotion. But I understand that Krishna, you're going to save me because you are so great. You're Rishikesh. You're Ishvara. And this is what's happening here. You generate the universe, you manifest all these kinds of personalities. So you could make a change in me. So let me read some of these prayers given to us by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So this is the second part of the Gopinath prayer. O Gopinath, Lord of the Gopis, please remove the burning torment I'm feeling due to this worldly existence. I won't be able to tolerate even 1 second more of the pain and agony of this repeated succession of births and deaths steeped in the mode of ignorance. O Gopinath, I am actually the most faithful servant of lust. So many desires for mundane sense enjoyment are dawning within my heart, and I'm being choked by the noose of fruitive actions and reactions. O Gopinath, tell me, when will I finally wake up and abandon afar my most formidable enemy in the form of lust? I will only be able to do so if you would kindly manifest yourself in my heart. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, of course, is not experiencing lust, anger, greed, first thing we should understand. He is taking our position in order to teach us how we should pray, how we should think, how we should approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And also another point is that because of his abject humility, he is actually thinking this about himself. It's not that he's just thinking, you know, let me teach these guys how to think. He is actually feeling like that. Even though he has no lust, he has no greed, he has no desire for mundane sense enjoyment, still, this is the mood of a pure devotee. Of course, the first verse, the Gopinath, Mama Nivedana Shuno, I have no good qualities. You know, that's the first part of the Gopinath prayer, which we're not reading right now. Oh, Gopinath, I have no good qualities. Please take this sinner weeping and weeping to your lotus feet. So this is the point that Kali is in right now. Kali has actually been subjected to the punishment by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, like we are being subjected to the punishment of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Kaliya has reacted in the proper way due to the mercy of his wives. So let's continue reading. O Gopinath, I am actually your eternal devotee. but somehow or other I have abandoned you to worship this useless material world. Thus I have completely forgotten about the supreme treasure, which is my birthright. O Gopinath, you certainly know everything. If you wish, you may now punish this servant and kindly give him eternal residence close by your lotus feet. O Gopinath, tell me if this is your mentality. Do you see that your own eternal servant is averse to you in this world, and do you completely abandon him, not bestowing even a drop of mercy? O Gopinath, I am without a doubt the greatest of fools. I could never understand what was good for me. Such is my fate. O Gopinath, you are indeed the wisest person of all. Therefore, I am now requesting you to find some way to bring about auspiciousness for this great fool. Please don't consider that this servant is some outsider. O Gopinath, Lord of the Gopis. Another point is that you can contrast this with Kaliya's prayers. I mean, he's not really referring to Krishna as the Lord of the Gopis at this particular point. I mean, it's really interesting how, according to different relationships that devotees have, they approach Krishna in different ways. Of course, Kaliya here is praising Krishna as the supreme creator and controller because he wants Krishna to control and help him control his lower nature so he can overcome it. But here, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is directly appealing to the Lord of the Gopis. O Gopinath, Lord of the Gopis, I can't see any possible means of deliverance. Only if you bestow your causeless mercy and take me back to Godhead, then it will be possible for me to get out of this predicament. O Gopinath, I've fallen into the dangerous perils of material illusion. Wealth, wife, and sons have completely encircled me, and I've been wasted away by the smoldering coals of lust. Wow. O Gopinath, my mind has gone completely insane. It has no respect at all for any kind of authority, and it is forcing me to remain senselessly in the dark, ghastly pit of material sense gratification. So this is something like Kaliya's prayers right here. My mind, my body is forcing me to remain like that. And of course, the result is complete surrender to Krishna. Where are we going? O Gopinath, I now give in and accept my defeat. By Kaliya. All my various endeavors have proved futile. Now you and you alone are my only hope. Actually, my only last hope, sorry. There was one word I left out. O Gopinath, how can I make any advancement towards the ultimate goal? My mind has come under the control of the powerful senses and cannot give up its addiction to enjoying material sense objects. O Gopinath, the horribly dangerous predicament I am faced with in this world will cease only if you will kindly make my heart your sitting place. Subduing my mind, please attract me to yourself from within. O Gopinath, you are known as Rishikesh, the master of the senses, seeing me in such a helpless condition. Kindly subdue my senses and deliver me from this dark and perilous worldly existence. O Gopinath, the noose of materialism is tightly fixed around my neck. Taking up the sharp sword of your mercy and severing this bondage, please make this Bhaktivinod your eternal servant again. So as I was reciting these prayers by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I was thinking that in one sense, these prayers are a commentary on the Shikshashtika. And as it was mentioned before, when Aditya Narayan Prabhu was talking about the different stages of prayers, you know, the different hierarchy of prayers. And I mentioned that Shikshashtika has this hierarchy. So you can see Bhaktivinoda Thakur is actually commenting on the Shikshashtika. For example, Ayananda Tanuja Kinkaram Patitamam Vishame Bhavambudo Kripya Tapapada Pankaja Stita Duli Sadrasam Bachintya. O son of Nanda Maharaj, I am your eternal servant. Yet somehow or other, actually in the translation of the book, left out something. I am trapped in this horrible ocean of birth and death. Actually, there's a word, horrible, despicable ocean of birth and death. So please fix me up as one of the atoms at your lotus feet. And another verse, of course, is, you know, Dandanam Majanam Nasundarim Kavidam Va Jagadisha Kamaye Mama Janmani Janmani Shri Bhavatad Bhakti Ahoitiki Twaya. I'm not interested, or please take away this interest in all these things in this world. And then finally, there's this mood which Bhaktivinoda Thakur is exhibiting of utter humility. Gopinatha, I have no good qualities. Now, as long as we are thinking that we have good qualities, then we cannot become absolutely humble and pray in this way. As long as we're thinking, you know, I'm intelligent, or I have good birth, you know, Janmaishwarya Shudashru Shibir, I have some material beauty, I have better fortune than you. So, also the Shikshashtika verse in that, Shanadapi Sinuchena Thurariva Sihishana. Actually, there's two versions of that verse. Sometimes it's mentioned Thurariva Sihishana. And Prabhupada did both, actually. Thurariva and Thurariva Sihishana. Manina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. That so ultimately, what Kali is coming to the position of is, you know, Trinadapi, you know, and Sunuchena, I'm, you know, I have to just submit myself completely, become more tolerant than the tree, beg for the Lord's mercy. I was very proud before, in my previous birth, I was very proud of the cave that I was living in. I mentioned that yesterday, that he was a sage living in the cave, and he wouldn't let another sage come into his cave. So we're very proud of all these things that pertain to us. And you know, our bodily conception expands in different ways. Of course, sometimes it's mentioned by Sannyasi, this famous verse, Pumsa Striya Mitunibha Maitam Tayor Mituradi Granti Aho Atograha Kshetra Sataptu Vitaya Janashimohoyam Ahamameti. The Sannyasi sometimes in the past have blamed household life, isn't it, for their increased bodily conceptions. But it's not that. It's actually we expand our sense of possessions. I'm the body. This is my home, or this is my computer. this is my temple. You know, I remember in the early days there was one devotee who was in charge of the temple, and he just said, well, I'm going to leave my temple. This was Gita Nagari. I'm not going to mention who it was. I'm going to leave the temple to my children as my family inheritance. So, you know, we have this expanded conception of I and mine, whether we're married or not married. And so we have to understand, you know, it's abject to humility, Trinadapi Sunuchena, that my business is just not only to serve Krishna, Amanina Manadena, is to serve everyone, become a servant of everyone. And because Prabhupada had that mood, or that's one of the aspects of the mood of Prabhupada, he was able to preach Krishna consciousness in the Western world. There was an interesting cartoon that someone put out yesterday. I was watching on the internet about Prabhupada's pastimes. And it showed, it actually showed the devotees in the early days waiting online to use the bathroom. And then Prabhupada wanted to use the bathroom, and the devotees just said, you know, stand in the back of the line, Swamiji. You know, so I was just thinking, wow. doing that to Prabhupada. That's amazing. It was a very interesting cartoon. It was actually done by a businessman who wanted to show how to be successful in business, and it was using Prabhupada's example. And I could show you that, but it's in Hindi, so most of you wouldn't understand it. So, but anyway, so Prabhupada was extreme. He was humble, considering himself, you know, this is my business to serve these people, bring them to Krishna consciousness. Like Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, to make devotees, we have to be ready to shed gallons of blood. In other words, we have to serve people, not just serve our spiritual master, serve Krishna, but serve everybody. Just like go out, all out. Be willing to sacrifice ourselves in the altar of the Sankirtan Yajna. You know, recently we've been talking about yajnas in our presentation of the Bhagavad Gita, the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita. There's so much information about yajnas. Ultimately, Prabhupada says, the Sankirtan Yajna is the yajna for this day and age. In my class, I have to keep explaining to people, it's not that you have to go out and do all these Vedic yajnas, not necessary, but the Sankirtan Yajna is the yajna for this day and age. And we have to consider ourselves servants of people and praying for their benefit. Not that we go out in Sankirtan just like, oh, this is our enjoyment, but we're actually doing it for their benefit. We're serving humanity. And that concept of manina manadena is very pleasing to Krishna. And then what? Kirtaniya siddhahari. Then one can actually keep chanting Hare Krishna. But if one thinks, you know, the other thing, the opposite of that is, you know, I'm the proprietor, Ishwaraham, Ahambogi, Siddoham, Balavan Sukhi, I am perfect, I'm powerful, I'm happy. That's demoniac consciousness. Even in Krishna consciousness, you know, this is my whatever. You know, I and mine, the two divisions of false ego. So this is a very important lesson for us to learn. So here, Kaliya is actually learning this lesson the hard way. Actually, I wouldn't mind learning it that hard way, getting kicked in the head by Krishna. I mean, I would beg Krishna to kick me in the head. It's like that story of Shivananda Sen and Lord Nityananda. The one time Shivananda Sen had to stay back and pay the tolls, so the devotees on their way to Jagannath Puri could proceed. And Shivananda Sen wasn't there to arrange prasadam for the devotees, and specifically for Lord Nityananda. And then what happened is that Shivananda Sen came back, and Lord Nityananda said, you know, I'm hungry. You haven't fed me. And he kicked him. And then Shivananda Sen said, you know, I deserve this. Actually, previously, Lord Nityananda had cursed Shivananda Sen's children to die. And Shivananda Sen was so humble, he said, because we've offended Lord Nityananda, you know, he accepted that. He said, we deserve it, basically. So this is the humility. And when one has that humility, imagine being tested by being kicked by Krishna or Krishna's representative. It'd be very interesting to see how. But most people won't take it. Most people, when you chastise them, what is it? Upadesho himorkanam prakopaya nashante. They just get angry. So that's why we don't usually chastise people. So anyway, so here Kaliya is actually come to the point. You chastise me. You can do anything. You please, I have all these bad qualities, and please help me. You are all powerful. You created this material world. Everything, the bodies, the sensory and physical strength. Of course, we understand that all these things were created, not that Krishna imposed them on us, but we deserve them. They were given to us because of what we did in the past. So on that happy note, we got 3 minutes left. Any questions or comments? Yes.
When you make the great point that we need to control our mind, we need to control ourselves. But we've all had experience that we can't do that.
Mm.
So what is it that is the key to, you know, being successful?
Well, the key, first of all, is realize we can't control it, and then just appealing to Krishna. We do have that strategy that works. Like Prabhupada was asked by a devotee, what do you do when you can't control your mind? Prabhupada just said, chant Hare Krishna. And Prabhupada said, referring to himself, yeah, that's what I do. And Sri Tukirti, in his memory of Srila Prabhupada, has said that when Prabhupada was dealing with something, of course his mind wasn't disturbed with material things, but, you know, with Mumbai or something, some project, or with his disciples, Prabhupada would just pace up and down and chant loudly, you know, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. So the Hare Krishna, so we have to have that mood that we're not capable of doing it, and taking shelter of Krishna, Krishna. But we think that we can do it. You know, I can't control my mind. Well, I have this other process, or I'm going to think of another process. I'm always able to, you know, I have this mentality, actually, that if there's a problem, I know I can solve the problem. I'm like that, who was that person on the TV who, you know, was trapped in different places and he could always come out with, MacGyver, you know. I'm like MacGyver, you know, you watch that on TV, you think, oh, for those of you who are young, you wouldn't understand what I'm talking about. That he always gets in these impossible situations and he uses his brain and comes up, you know, turns a toothpick into a bullet, you know, or and kills the enemies, you know, something like that. So, you know, I have to be honest, I'm subject to that particular type of mentality that, you know, I can figure it out, just give me enough time. So my mind is always going to these different things. But actually, Krishna teaches me. I mean, just like this morning, my mind was thinking about how to fix the air conditioner. So, you know, I didn't say the Tulsi prayer. I should have said the Tulsi prayer. Because that's the mentality. That's actually the mentality. It's just like, you know, I can do it. I can, you know, grab the bull by the horn. Sorry, but, you know, that's actually bona fide, according to Urmila. I can grab the bull, take life by the tail, whatever it is, and solve any problem. You know, if I have some medical problem, I'll figure it out. I'll go on the internet, Google, just that now. But, you know, after a while, we got to go, Krishna, I can't do it. I'm hopeless. I mean, I'm not talking about fixing your car. you know, fixing your head, yeah. Yeah, if you have a head problem, that's the way to do it. And, you know, fixing your car, go to authority for cars. You know, go to the car dealer or something like that. But, you know, with dealing with lust, anger, greed, or this illusion, you just go to Krishna. He's the only one who can take care of that. Krishna and the spiritual master, of course. Okay. Interesting, so we will greet the deities. Well, you will greet the deities while I set it up here so people can see the deities. Jai Shishi Radhalokananda. Radhalokananda ki jai.
Stop me.
Gopinath, Gopinath, do me kripa para para. Koile subestara Gopina Gopina Tumi kripa para para Jivera Karne Lila koile subestara Gopina Gopina Ame ke doshe doshe Natsora Sakana Poila chana Vino datta kilo Voshi Gopina Gopina Ami ki doshe doshe Asura Sakana Kaila Charana Vino Tati Kolo Boshi Gopina Gopina Amane Vedana Shuna Vesaye Durjana Sadakamarata Kitsunahi Muraguna Gopina Gopina Mani Veda Nasuna Vesaya Durjana Sadakamarata Kitsunahi Mora Guna Gopina Jayarat Sri Tata, Sri Tashi, Shimad. His divine grace, Sabaya Chandanad Bhaktivananda Goswami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, ISKCON Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnav Vrindi Ki Jai, Namacharya, Srila Huitas Thakur Ki Jai, Namse Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda Sidvaita Gadadha, Shri Vasudeva Gaur Bhaktivinoda Gijaya, Shri Shri Radha Krishna Govinda Sayam Kunda, Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Gijaya, Vrindavanam Gijaya, Maturidam Gijaya, Jagadatha Sami Gijaya, Yamunamai Gijaya, Shrimati Lasa Devi Gijaya, Samaveda Bhakta, Vrinda Gijaya Gaur Premananda Hari Hari. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Okay, read the translation. O Gopinath, Lord of the Gopis, please hear my prayer. I am a materialistic rascal, always full of lust. I have no good qualifications. O Gopinath, you are my only resort. As your eternal servant, I take shelter of your lotus feet. O Gopinath, how can I uplift myself? I don't know anything regarding devotional service. I am weak-minded and fallen into a pit of illusion. O Gopinath, everything here is but your illusory energy. I have no power or pure knowledge, and I am bound by a material body. O Gopinath, I desire to remain always at your lotus feet. Please take this sinner weeping and weeping and show me your mercy. O Gopinath, you can do anything. You have purified the most wicked by your power, but who is more wicked than me? O Gopinath, you are an ocean of mercy. Having come to this phenomenal world, you expand your divine pastimes for the sake of the fallen souls. O Gopinath, I am so sinful that all the demons attain your lotus feet. Bhaktivinod has remained in worldly existence. Jai. Gopina Bhaktivinoda Kurki Jai. So. Which one? I'm not an expert in Bengali, so you'll have to ask me in Bengali yourself about that. But I. Okay, so we'll take questions. What? Let's go back to a chair.
Hare Krishna Gurudev, we can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, Gurudev, now we can hear.
Okay, who has a question? So we'll end. All glories to Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Puja.
Hare Krishna Gurudev.